You're listening to His Time, 7:33 on Monday, July 20th. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone now, Phil Zilke, founder and executive director of Phil's Friends. Phil, welcome to His Time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to have you back here on His Time, Phil, and talking about Phil's Friends today. How are things going at Phil's Friends this week?
Things are going really well. Had a great start to the week. A lot of visits happening in the hospital and supporting nearly 5,000 people every week through the organization right now.
Well, and I'd love to talk about the organization. Before we get to the organization, though, I know that you have quite this story that leads up to Phil's Friends, the genesis of Phil's Friends. Share with us about your story, Phil.
Sure. Back in 2004, I heard the words that I thought that I would never hear, that many people fear to hear, that I was diagnosed with cancer. And it came really as a shock to myself, my friends, and my family. And through that experience, going through months of chemotherapy and surgeries and stem cell transplants and radiation, through that, I'd walk up and down the halls of the cancer wing, and when I look in the rooms, it absolutely devastated me because I saw kids and adults who were sitting there all alone. And so I had to take a moment and really just pause and say, why is it that I have peace? Why is it that I can face this, you know, with the fruits of the Spirit? And that was because I knew, you know, Jesus had died for me. I knew about the gospel. I knew where I was going to go if this was my time. And so I really pressed into to God's word and, you know, kept a journal of all of my circumstances. And through that, I felt God was allowing me the opportunity to reach out to others who were going through similar situations. So I had a group of people who put a care package together for me. They all signed their names to it, said they were thinking about me, they were praying for me, and it really just you know, meant everything to me during that time to know that I wasn't alone and that there were people that cared that didn't even know me. And then I had, you know, a couple individuals who would send me cards once a week in the mail. And when I was too sick to get off the couch at home, what I really looked forward to was struggling, you know, getting off that couch, going down the stairs, out to the front door to the mailbox to see if those individuals had remembered me. And every single week, I would have a card that was in the mailbox. And so I'd struggle back up the stairs, sit down on the couch, even if it wore me out for the rest of the day or the week. It was worth it to see what was inside of there. And so I'd open up that card, and I'd see every single time that God's promises were there for me, you know, through his word. So there was a Bible verse that symbolized strength or peace or hope, and the people always let me know that they were praying for me. And so those simple things are really what were the most profound, the most meaningful to me while I was going through that treatment.
Having that encouragement, how did that shape your whole your treatment experience?
Well, the encouragement was vital to me. I feel like, you know, when someone's diagnosed with cancer, it takes a team. It really takes a village to be able to rally up around that person, to support them and show them love and care during that time. And so what I saw most of all through encouragement was the fact that people around me were following the two greatest commandments that Jesus had given us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. So the encouragement to me was just as important as getting that medical treatment, of having the doctors, the nurses that were taking care of me. This was just a whole nother arm of the team that was so important and so strong for me. So to have that encouragement really was what carried me through, especially when I was having a bad day, or it might have been the middle of the night and you can't sleep, just to know that people were there throughout the day as you reflected on your day. My father spent every single night on the couch in my hospital room, and he would work full-time. He was a Lutheran school principal at the time, and he would come down and spend every single night there. And a lot of times those are some of the most lonely times, is during the night when you can't sleep, you're too sick to really do anything. But they have that constant encouragement is really, I believe, what God used to carry me through.
Thanks be to God for those he placed around you, especially your family and others, to encourage you, especially, most importantly, with the word of God and the hope that we have in Christ. Thanks be to God for that. So as you had this experience in the hospital, when did the idea start to develop for Phil's Friends? Was it there in the hospital at that time?
Yeah, so over the course of 2004 and 2005, I went through cancer two separate times. So the first time I did about 6 months of chemotherapy, and I then was cancer-free. I really kept a journal during those first experiences of what people did for me, of how they put that care package together for me, how they sent me those weekly cards in the mail, how people prayed for me, and how people visited me. And I'm just reminded of the verse in the Bible that says, when Jesus is talking about, you know, when you were sick, you visited me. And so once I heard the news that I was finally cancer-free the first time, I went to become a Lutheran school teacher. I had, the job was already waiting for me. I started the school year late because they had asked me to interview for the job days before I found out I had cancer. So they kept me on insurance, kept me on the payroll. It was just the best of circumstances because a lot of times, you know, when someone's going through treatments for cancer, the last thing you want to think about is the financial impact of it. But when I was in that classroom now with about 28 fourth graders, I would always, you know, we'd get into God's Word, we'd get into the Bible and talk about, you know, what can we do, kids, for people that are sick? And I would explain my story about how I got the care package and I got the cards and I got prayed for. And those were exactly the things that they brought up as well. So through that is really how Phil's Friends began. It was through those kids in the classroom and the way that people supported me. And just before we were about to get started to go and support other people, the news, about a year after the first time I was diagnosed, that the cancer had returned. And so this time I had to go through chemotherapy, a stem cell transplant, and radiation for about a year. And it was during those times on my hospital bed where I said, all right, Lord, if you want me here, you know, I promise to do what you ask of me, what your will is. But if not, would you just please, you know, take me to heaven, because I know it's a perfect place and I don't want to be in pain. There's no sickness anymore. And through that, I realized that I just needed to stay positive and keep on fighting. And once I did get the news that I was cancer-free, I decided that the Lord was leading me, you know, through his will, I felt, to dedicate my life to serving other cancer patients.
As you continue to, how did you really take this idea then and continue with it and build what is Phil's Friends today?
Well, the way that I really moved things forward was I just took baby steps. I realized that the vision was to support other people through the same way that people had supported me. I didn't have to reinvent any wheel or, you know, recreate anything. And so really, a lot of the people that rallied around me while I was sick, you know, my friends and my family, they were instrumental to getting the organization Phil's Friends off the ground. And so I owe a lot to them, you know, for being there. And they had kind of rallied around my cause, and they knew how important it was for me to reach out. And so the whole way that it began is we just went to a couple dollar stores and, you know, other places in the area, got some care package items, put them together, and we delivered this first care package to a little girl named Jenna, who was 4 years old, who was going through brain cancer at the time. And I had met her through treatments, and so I knew her family, and I knew Jenna very well. And I remember very distinctly, you know, I'd sit down and have treatment with this little girl, and, you know, she was scared of the needles. And so every time that we were sitting there, the nurse would come in, and I would get my needle on and turn to Jenna and say, look, Jenna, you know, Phil can do it. And then Jenna had this little doll, Molly. And then she would give Molly the doll, you know, the needle, and say, look, Jenna, Molly can do it. And that would kind of work up her courage to be able to get these treatments. But we ended up going to Jenna's house and delivering the first care package to her. And it was just a great, you know, wonderful experience to visit with her family, to pray with them, and to see how encouraged she was to receive these care package items. And through that, we just started delivering to other people, and then it was really word of mouth that had started to carry the organization forward, and that's still what's happening today. And that's how we're able to support nearly 5,000 cancer patients every week through a simple care package, through weekly cards in the mail, and through prayer.
Very good. I want to talk more about what Phil's Friends is doing today. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Phil Zilke, founder and executive director of Phil's Friends. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, July 20th. Today we are talking with Phil Zilke, founder and executive director of Phil's Friends. Phil, before we went to the break, you shared with us your story and your facing cancer and the encouragement and support that you found through family and friends as they provided that encouragement, most importantly, as they provided that hope in Jesus. And how you wanted to provide that for others and found a way to do that through Phil's Friends as you gathered, rounded up some friends and those who were good at providing that encouragement, worked together to form Phil's Friends and provide cards and care packages. Tell us more about the care packages that that you share with those facing cancer.
Sure. We have separate care packages for men, women, kids, and teens, and there's really two ways of distribution of getting these out. The first way is we visit patients where they are in the hospital and provide a ministry of presence by being there for them, you know, getting down on their bedside and, you know, knocking on the door and basically saying, hey, do you have a minute, you know, Ted, and then coming to their bedside, getting down on their level, handing them the care package. And on the outside of the care package is a card that is signed by all the volunteers that packed that for them. And then we just say, hey, you know, I'm Phil or whoever the volunteer is. I'm a cancer survivor, because many of the patients that we visit or the volunteers that we visit with are cancer survivors as well. And we say, we wanted to let you know that you're not alone. You know, all these people put this care package together for you. We're thinking and praying for you. And then really this whole ministry of presence is just being there for them, not necessarily going and just throwing our stories on them of how we've survived and what God has done in our life, but really listening so people can come to their own conclusion. And then towards the end of the visit in the hospital, we ask if they'd like prayer for anything. We're able to pray for them with that. And then we say, we'd love to be able to encourage you every single week. We have cards that can come in the mail weekly to your home address. Some are joke cards made by kids in schools across the United States. Other ones are cards with Bible verses on there to encourage there. Would that be something you'd be interested in? And about 80% of the time, they'd like the cards. And then really on our backpacks, we keep Bibles. And so when the opportunity presents itself, we function like missionaries inside of these hospitals, and we're able to just give out copies of God's Word. And we pretty much normally lead into that to say, you know, during our story, when I was going through cancer, someone met us on our bedside and brought God's Word to us, and they highlighted all the verses with hope and strength and peace, and we started committing those to memory, and it just meant a lot. Would that be something you're interested in? And probably about 30-40% of the time, we're passing out Bibles to patients as well. And so that's our first way of distribution, is visiting patients where they are in the hospital. The second way is people go to our website, philsfriends.org, and they say, I have a friend in Texas or California or Florida that's going through cancer. And, you know, they're 70 years old, they're a breast cancer patient, and they're female. Well, we can, all the care packages are age and gender specific. So we decorate a box. Volunteers do, they have a lot of designs, the word hope on there, some Bible verses, and that gets shipped anonymously to their house. And when it shows up on their doorstep, they see this gift that's there, about $50 worth of items. And inside the care package is not only a personally made card, but there's also a brochure explaining the organization. There's a Bible for every single care package we ship out. We have blankets to keep the patients warm, water bottles, because drinking water is very important during that time. There's chapstick, special mouthwash when patients get mouth sores. There's a journal, just as during my story I was able to write down my thoughts and give those over to God. There's a journal in there as well. And so the care packages start, you know, as early as sometimes kids, unfortunately, babies are born with cancer. Hmm. And so we have 0 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, and then we have a teenage care package, men's, and then women's. And then once again, even if we're shipping them out to someone's house, just as when we visit in the hospital, they automatically get added to the weekly card list. And so they'll receive encouragement every single week as well from someone that loves and cares and just understands the journey.
How many, give us an idea, how many Americans or how many folks in the United States are facing cancer at any given time?
Sure. So right now, I think the last number that I've checked on, and I don't have the number in front of me, so don't quote me on this, there's about 1.6, 1.7 million Americans that'll hear the words for the very first time during this calendar year that they've been diagnosed with cancer. They say in our lifetime, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men will be diagnosed with the disease. And so it's really, you know, going on everywhere. And there's big problems, you know, there's a big opportunity to be able to reach out to people, because especially in this day and age, you know, people are living a very fast-paced life and doing what they want to do and really focused on themselves. Majority of society, we see that today. And so this, when they hit the news, you know, the diagnosis of cancer, they're really starting to ask questions and say, well, where am I going to go? You know, and they're really starting to face, you know, mortality, which obviously we know that every single person has a birth date and every single person has a death date, but this really puts it in front of them. And today, we're on average, I believe there's a little more than 15 million Americans that are living with cancer currently.
15 million Americans. That is, that's a lot of people facing cancer. How many are you able to reach through each week, each month? How many are you able to share these care packages with or to visit through through volunteers?
Yeah, so right now we support nearly 5,000 cancer patients each week, and that means they're either getting a first-time care package that shows up on their doorstep, they're getting a visit in the hospital from a volunteer that cares and wants to encourage them, they're being prayed for, or they're on our weekly card list.
Wow. Now, you mentioned before that sometimes the cards are cards made by students, by school children. Tell us about the how you come about these cards. Are there students across the country who are making cards to for Phil's friends to share?
There is. And, you know, being a former Lutheran school teacher in 2009, I left my job to do this full time, even though we didn't have the resources, we were running out of our house, and God's taking care of our every need. But one of the biggest ways that he does that is through children, through other adults that make cards. And so especially in Lutheran schools across the country, we have kids who are making these joke cards, who are drawing pictures, who are putting Bible verses on there. And then basically they work on these activities in their classroom with their teacher. And then there's a packet that's put together, and then it's mailed to our national office, which is in the western suburbs of Chicago, Roselle, Illinois. And they can go to our website and they can get information on how to make cards at philsfriends.org. But that's really how we get the cards that we have. We don't go to the store and buy them all. That would be extremely expensive, but we think it's more meaningful when kids and adults, you know, spend their time to be creative and to show love to one another.
That's a great idea. And that also helps kids think about their neighbor, think about those around them and how they can serve them as well. What a great lesson.
It really does. I feel like volunteering, you know, is so important, and to let even the young ones, you know, be exposed and experience that at a young age, and reaching out in love, feel like that can really make a large impact on their faith journey. And just planting those little seeds, you know, of how people can reach out. And then we have not only happens in Lutheran schools, but in public schools as well across the country, and we're able to send those in. And then we have adults, you know, as old as, I think, 95, you know, that are working on these cards and sending them out. So it's extremely impactful because when the cards show up at an individual's house and they can't have visitors or don't want visitors during this journey, you know, it's one of the toughest experiences many people have gone through is cancer. And, you know, it shows up and it has a personal name on there and says, you know, John, age 8 in California, put this card together for you. Or, you know, we have volunteers, again, they're in their 90s, so it might say, you know, Rebecca, age 98, who put this card together for you, is just as impactful to the patient.
Well, that's a great opportunity for kids to serve. What about older students or adults? How might they help?
Sure. There's many ways to get involved in the organization. One of the easy ways is, obviously, we're 100% run on donations. So we can, groups of people at churches, at businesses, at schools can have a care package item drive. And basically, we have an approved list. You can call our office at 224-653-8671 or go to our website, philsfriends.org, and see the items that are easy to collect. And so you can have a care package item drive. The other thing is you can work on cards where you are. And then we're also looking always people who would like to just sit down and pray for patients in the Bible study groups, as well as volunteers to visit, to join our hospital visitation team. And so currently, you know, we have little little pockets that are popping up all across the United States, and we're always looking for people to raise awareness. Also, just to be the point person inside their church, to say, I'll find out, you know, I'll go through the prayer list, find out who has cancer, and request these care packages for people and start delivering these locally so that we can have the impact in our community, not only with our church members, but also with people who are neighbors, who are, you know, people in our just basically next door to us that are going through cancer, that we can reach out and show love to them. And hopefully that's an entry point when you're showing love to them to help bring them into the overall church.
What are the things that you can use? I know that donations from time to time are important for these care packages. Tell us about some of the donations you could use.
Yeah, so there's some handmade items, and people love to, you know, work on these in groups. So there's blankets. Some are tie blankets. Some are quilts. We're always looking for those to go inside of the care packages. Then there's hats, because obviously, you know, most cancer patients, when they're going through chemotherapy, they lose their hair. And so we have instructions on how to do those, also on our website at soulsfriends.org. And then there's different things that can be collected, you know, at local stores. There's chapstick and Kleenex and journals, crossword puzzles and Sudoku books to pass time, lotion. There's fuzzy socks for women. And so there's a variety of items that can be collected and then put together and then shipped to our office so we can send these packages out.
So lots of things that could be included in these packages, but a well-defined list that's available at philsfriends.org. You can find that list. What if you want to request a care package to be sent to someone who is facing cancer?
Yeah, it's very simple to do. You can either call our office at 224-653-8315 or 224-653-8671. Those will both get you connected there. But then on our website, it's very simple. If you go to philsfriends.org on our landing page, you can see request a care package for someone you know, volunteer, donate, or get involved in events. So when you click on request a care package directly from our homepage, it'll take you to a form. And the form is very simple to fill out. It's basically your information as the requester, your friend, we call them their advocate. And you're just basically putting your name and your address there and a phone number so that we can let you know when that care package is getting out, you know, when it's been received. And then you're just putting in the patient information, which, again, is just the address and the name. And that enables us to ship it out free of charge to their house, about $50 worth of items, and the shipping's included in that. And then the cards start automatically. And obviously, we keep all this 100% confidential, and it's just a way for us to reach out and really come by your side and partner with you to show love to your neighbor.
Very good. Thank you so much, Phil, for sharing with us. Again, the website, philsfriends.org. You can find out more there and find out how you can volunteer, how you can donate, or request a care package. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Phil Zilke, founder and executive director of Phil's Friends. Great to chat with you again. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Henry Albrechtsen from Love Lutheran Church in Skodak, New York. You're listening to his time on Worldwide KFUO.